RNZ National. A young woman with spina bifida has won a landmark court ruling in the UK against a GP for wrongful conception. And the GP was the person who advised her mother when she was conceived. The woman has literally sued the doctor for allowing her to be born. Well, via Skype is our UK correspondent, Ollie Barrett. Morning, Ollie.
Evening, Karen.
This is a landmark ruling, isn't it?
It is very much a landmark ruling and could have huge implications for family doctors in this country. Evie Toombs was effectively suing with her mother, her mother's GP, claiming that if her mother's doctor at the time that she was pregnant had advised her or becoming pregnant had advised her properly, then that would have postponed her birth and that she, Evie Toombs, would never have been born. She's 20 years old now. She has been a para athlete very successfully, but at the age of 20 now often needs to spend her whole day connected to treatment tubes. She has mobility issues which are worsening as well. And the legal case was based around the advice that Caroline Toombs was given about folic acid supplements to minimise the risk of spina bifida for any potential pregnancy. And the lawyers for Caroline and Evie Toombs had argued that if the doctor had properly advised, according to guidance at the time, Caroline Toombs to be taking those folic acid supplements, then actually what she would have done was delayed the pregnancy, and that would have meant that Evie Toombs had never been born. Evie Toombs was born and has had these issues during her life, which have cost a huge amount of money, and that's why the legal case was launched, and the judge has found in favour of the family and say that indeed the doctor had not advised her mother properly in the build-up to her pregnancy. The legal team for Caroline Toombs had suggested that actually she may have been pregnant at the time that she took this advice from the GP, but that was rejected by the judge during the case, ruling in favour of the Toombs and awarding Evie Toombs the right to compensation. That compensation will be decided at a future court hearing unless the doctor and the family reach some kind of agreement in the meantime. But there is a good deal of speculation that when that compensation is agreed, whether it's via the court or indeed privately, that it could run into the millions of pounds because, as I say, 20-year-old Evie Toombs has required a huge amount of very expensive care over the course of her lifetime.
What do you mean when you say delayed the pregnancy?
Well, the suggestion is that if the correct advice had been given about taking folic acid, then there might have been a delay to conception because...
Oh, a delay to conception. I see.
Exactly.
I understand.
And indeed, that the couple had said that they had been putting off trying to get pregnant in the first place. And when they went to see the doctor, did not receive, therefore, what they would have expected advice about taking folic acid supplements. So it would have been a later attempt to start a family, put it that way.
So folic acid and spina bifida, is this being advised to take folic acid? Is that something all pregnant mothers are advised to do?
Yes, and what the court has decided here is that the doctor didn't give reasonable advice about the desirability of folic acid supplements, which is advice that's given to women thinking about becoming pregnant. The doctor apparently used to tell prospective parents that if diet, for example, was healthy, then maybe they didn't need to. And that ran counter to the advice at the time. And as I say, the other key part of this judgment is that the judge rejected that idea that the mother, Caroline Toombs, may have been pregnant already. The judge saying if the mother had been provided with the correct recommended advice, she would have delayed attempts to conceive. The judge going on in the decision to say there would have been a later conception, which would have resulted in a normal, healthy child. Now, that normal, healthy child would not have been Evie Toombs. And that comes back to what makes this such a landmark decision here, is that now doctors who wrongly advise, if they go counter to the advice that they are supposed to be giving according to their guidelines here in the UK in the run-up to conception, then that does leave them open to potential legal challenges in future if children are born who have issues of whatever type it might be.
Did Evie Toombs speak during the case? Did she put the case forward for herself or not being born?
She had the full legal team, which describes the judgment as groundbreaking. She's been making some comments on social media throughout years, really. And indeed, this is a case that was first brought by her legal team when she was a young child by her parents. But it's now got to this point where it's been heard in the High Court. She's quite a high profile disability advocate, and so you know we expect to hear, I think, a bit more from her now that the decision has been made, or at least when perhaps the final agreements are reached about compensation. But this is something that the as I say, will have a real effect on doctors up and down the country who may or may not have given the wrong advice to parents or prospective parents. So going back years.
It puts a new spin on, I wish you'd never been born, or I wish I'd never been born, doesn't it? Really come to fruition.
Well, exactly. And I think a lot of people who look at this case sort of interpret it as if Evie Toombs here is saying she wished she hadn't been born. And that is not at all what she's saying. What she's saying is that the decisions that were taken here have led to the place where we are, where I have a disability and a difficult life and extra costs that go along with that. And therefore, the doctor is liable here. And the court has come down in favour of that argument.
Ollie, thank you for explaining that. Thanks a lot. It's Ollie Barrett in London. It's 27 minutes to 11.